Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Your rights, your responsibilities, your guns. This is The Gun Guy with Guy Relford on 93 WIPC.
And welcome back. I'm Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIPC. We're thrilled you're with us. And I want to get into what I found completely fascinating, which is moms demand action. You know, this actually is founded by a lady who at the time, Shannon Watts, at the time lived in Zionsville, same town I live in. And I believe this was after Sandy Hook, a horrific school shooting. But she had been a big PR person, I want to say, for Monsanto Company. I mean, she'd had some fairly high-profile corporate jobs, and she portrayed herself as just a stay-at-home mom, which she was anything but historically for her as far as her career goes. Not that there's absolutely anything wrong whatsoever with stay-at-home moms. They're part of what makes this country as exceptional as it is, and we love our stay-at-home moms, so nothing negative there at all. But she founded this group, and again, originally was, I believe it was called Million Moms for Gun Control, and they didn't have anywhere near to a million people, so they got beat up pretty hard on that. But they are a gun control group. They ended up getting sort of brought into the Bloomberg organization. Michael Bloomberg, who started Mayors Against Illegal Guns, he was a former mayor of New York, a huge gun control proponent, and a billionaire. If you follow the Bloomberg publications, that's who we're talking about. And he's a huge gun control proponent. And so he actually brought in Moms Demand Action into his organizations. And I think that's who's footing the bill. That's who's writing the checks. But they came out promoting their organization and looking for members. And in doing so, and this is on the, this isn't Moms Demand Action Indiana. This is on their national Twitter feed. They came out and with a Twitter post that says, "No one can deny the power and significance of our grassroots army of volunteers who show up each and every time gun safety is on the line in their states." And it says, "Join us in your state, simply text, yada, yada, yada." So they're looking for volunteers. But they said, "No one can deny the power and significance of our grassroots army." And they then have played over the top of a number of pictures of the moms with their red T-shirts on in various legislatures around the country. They actually play 46 seconds of a snippet from my show. And I had several people send this to me, and it was fascinating to me because the context of what, and I'll play it for you here so you can hear the whole thing. The context of what I was talking about is I was talking about the need for gun owners and people that support the Second Amendment to be active and to show up when gun-related bills are in the legislature. I was talking about the need for butts in seats and for people to be there in the legislature, people to be sending emails, yes, people to be calling their legislators, absolutely. Fill out the voter surveys, you bet, 100%. But a lot of what we were looking for over time was people to show up. And in that context, I was giving the devil their due a bit. I was giving Moms Demand Action some credit because I was saying, look, here's who's on the other side. Because whatever you want to say about these people, they are habitually wrong about everything. And it's really, it's interesting, and you don't want to be hard-hearted about it. But what they do for every gun-related bill, they have, again, they show up. You got to give them credit for that. They've all got their red T-shirts on. They fill the meeting rooms, the hearing rooms, and whatnot. And But what they traditionally do is we've got some gun-related bill, and one after the other of these people will get up to testify, and the testimony is always completely unrelated to the particular bill that's being debated. It's basically just guns are bad, guns are dangerous, or, you know, I suffered a terrible loss as a result of gun violence. And you'll hear people get up and they tell heart-wrenching stories. I take nothing away from the emotional impact of what they have to say. You know, I had a 15-year-old who was at a birthday party at a skating rink, and someone drove by and fired shots into the big crowd at the skating rink, and my son was paralyzed. I mean, I've seen that lady. I've spoken at some of the same events where she's been. She's testified for bills. I respect everything about her. And she's experiencing something absolutely horrific. But what you always want to ask, and sometimes legislators have the courage to ask, is that's a horrible story, and everyone is impacted by the heart-wrenching story that you just told, but that factual scenario has absolutely nothing to do with the bill that we're debating. And the strategy seems to be, if they just convince legislators that guns are bad and that bad people use guns to do bad things, that they'll want to pass laws that have nothing to do with the story they just told. And you hear that over and over and over again. And no, again, no one wants to be insensitive to losses that people have suffered, to loved ones. I mean, I'm not built like that. I can't just turn a blind eye to that. But it's not an argument for gun control when you're talking about passing laws that no criminal's ever going to follow to begin with and has nothing to do with the scenario that they want to complain about. And most of our legislators in Indiana have been very good about making that distinction of that's horrible, but it has nothing to do with the bill we're debating today. And so they're habitually wrong on every issue. And they don't have particularly effective speakers. If some of the same people get up and speak and it's just guns are bad, and everybody kind of sits there, you know, on whatever committee we're in front of and goes, okay, we've heard you say that many times in the past. But in calling for more activism among gun owners, I was given Moms Demand Action credit for what they are good at, which is showing up. Because you know what? Gun owners, we're really good at voting. And that's where I think our power comes from, because politicians know we vote. We're really good at voting. We're really good at whining on the internet. A lot of people, man, gun-related pages, oh, man, whining about the left, whining about the right, whining about this law or that law, and we're rock star whiners as gun owners. But we also vote, and that's huge. But you know what we're not very good at? And this is the point I was making in this snippet you're about to hear. We're not very good at showing up. That's one of the reasons I founded the 2A Project. And we made a big difference. When we got constitutional carry passed, and this is the point I was making, is that it changed, man. We had people in the blue t-shirts with the 2A Project on them and Lady Liberty on the front with our damn rifle, thank you very much, and Shall Not Be Infringed on the back. And I'm proud of that shirt, and a lot of people bought them, and a lot of people showed up at the legislature. But I was in calling for more activism among gun owners, I was given MDA their due.
They're really frustrated. And you've heard me talk about this here on the Gun Guy Show before. I'd show up to these committee hearings. I mean, we fought for constitutional carry for 10 years. Or even like while I was fighting for the self-defense immunity bill that I wrote, and you've heard me talk about many times here. It was introduced and championed by Jim Lucas. We'd show up to fight for that bill. It'd be me, the local NRA guy, and an entire room full of ladies or people in red t-shirts that say Moms Demand Action. And let me tell you, they're vocal, man. They clap, they boo, they make it obvious where their sentiments lie and what they want legislators to do. And the dynamics in the room make a difference.
And that's why the point I was making was we need more on our side showing up. But they post that snippet with this little photograph montage saying, no one can deny the power and significance of our grassroots army. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. I will deny the power and significance all day long. You know why? because we won every one of those battles. You fought us on constitutional carry. It took longer than it should have, not because of you, not because of Moms Demand Action. It was because we had cowardly Republicans in charge in the General Assembly for too many years. But we got it done. I talked about the self-defense immunity bill. Man, they fought like hell against that. They said it was going to promote vigilante justice. Has it done that in the 5 years since it passed? Hell no. It's protected law-abiding citizens who defend themselves and their family from frivolous lawsuits, exactly as we said it would. So we've won every battle. So bragging about the power and significance of MDA, I'm sorry. The facts don't bear that out. Not here in Indiana, I guarantee you. But it's fascinating that I apparently am the new love child of Moms Demand Action because they're quoting me when they're out looking for members. I found that fascinating. I'll tell you what, we got way past the three-quarter hour. We'll take a break. We'll come back for a very short segment, and I think we got a caller or two. We'll see if we have time to fit that in when we come back. We'll be right back. This is Guy Relford on The Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.